Hallelujah, peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿神祝福大家平安。
Thanks for the Lord, wonderful guidance that my trip to Alberta was finished and now I come back after 3 weeks of absence.
那么很感谢神在上过去三个礼拜，那么借着神的带领及安排，能够去亚伯达省巡牧。
Thanks the Lord. Today we come back here to study the Word of God.
那么今天又回到这边，跟大家一起来学习神的真理。
Our topic today is truly believe, truly know what I believe, whom I believe.
那么今天我们要来学习，我们要知道我们信的是谁。
We know recently there's a boom in construction business in Vancouver.
大家都知道，在温哥华地区，这种新的建筑物越来越多。
We know there are many high-rise building, townhouses or apartment rising up in our near neighborhood.
那么不管是单独的，或是成数，或是这些 apartments 越来越多。
There's one fact that we notice.
那么我们注意到一件事情。
The higher you want the building to be, and the deeper you have to dig for the foundation.
那么要盖得越高，那么这个房子的地基就要挖得越深。
If you only build a townhouse, then maybe you only need to dig deep around 5 meters, 10 meters.
如果只是一个双拼的城市屋，也许只要挖地差不多两三尺就够了。
However, if you want to build an apartment, then at least you have to go of 20 or 30 meters down.
那如果你要盖一个高的大楼，那么就要二三十公尺以下。
Because we know the deeper we go, and then the more firm the foundation will be.
我们都知道建筑学来说，挖得越深，那么这个建筑物就越坚固。
Today is the same.
今天同样。
We are building a foundation.
今天我们也是在我们的信仰上盖房子。
What is our foundation?
我们的基础在哪里？
Our foundation is to know the basic belief very clearly.
我们的基础就是我们知道我们所知道所要信的基本信仰非常清楚。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们请看提摩太后书第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
提摩太后书第一章十二节
chapter 1 verse 12.
提摩太后书第一章第十二节，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
Here Paul tells us why he was able to endure suffering for Christ.
今天保罗在这里告诉我们他为什么可以受这些苦难。
Because he know whom he believe.
因为他知道他所信的是谁。
We sometimes think after we believe in Jesus we shall be blessed physically, have more money, health, prosperity.
在我们一般的观念，当我们信主之后就会得到从神那里来所有的祝福，我们的生活，我们的工作，我们的一切都会非常的顺利。
However, in Paul's case, after he believed, in world's will, actually he have lost everything.
但是我们反观保罗的例子，当他信主之后，他失去了所有他已经有的一切。
His fame,
他的名
，His reputation among the Jewish people,
他的所有在这些犹太民族里面所拥有的最好的名誉。
Now even his own freedom.
那么到目前他自己的人身自由。
Because at the last moment in his life, he was locked up in a very dark and humid Roman prison.
那么在他人生的最后阶段，他竟然是被关在罗马最辛苦的监狱里面。
Why?
为什么？
Because he preached the gospel.
因为他传扬神的道。
But why he can maintain?
为什么他又能够这么坚持？
Because he knows what his belief.
因为他知道他所信的是谁。
So today, as a true Jesus Church member,
今天我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
We also should truly know what we believe.
我们真的要知道我们所信的是谁。
So I would like to use one morning in a month, and then I hope using this year to go through the 10 basic beliefs.
我想用早上的一节以及未来许多的时间来跟大家一起来走十大信仰。
First, today we talk about the first article of our faith.
那么首先我们来看看我们信仰的第一条。
Which is to believe in the true God.
也就是相信真神。
I know this, most of us has heard it already.
相信大家也都知道。
But it's good for us.To take notice and then to be more familiar so that when we to preach to other people, then we can explain to them.
我们要深信，然后能够坚信之后再传给别人。
Because sometimes we think, oh, we believe in Jesus.
有时候我们想我们已经信主了。
But believe what?
但是信什么样的主？
If we organize, there are 10 articles of faith which can clearly describe what we are believing in.
那么我们可以从十条啊，我们的基本信仰里面去了解我们信的是什么样的主。
So today we talk about only the first one.
今天我们谈一谈第一条
，which is to believe in the true God.
也就是信真神。
Believe in Jesus.
信主耶稣。
Can you please read this Chinese first?
信耶稣基督，信耶稣基督是道成肉身，为拯救罪人，代死在十字架上，第三天复活升天。他是人类唯一之救主，天地之主宰，独一之真神。
And let me read the English version, which is, we believe in one true God, Jesus Christ, the Word, who became flesh, died on the cross for the redemption of sinners, resurrected on the third day, and ascended to heaven. He is the only Savior of mankind, the Creator of the heavens and earth, and the only true God. So this one seems very long, but don't worry, you don't have to memorize everything, but just know we believe in a true God.
这第一条似乎很长，但是总而言之就是要信独一真神。
We go step by step.
我们一步一步来看。
First, let's all turn to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1.
我们请看到约翰福音第一章。
This is the beginning verse of this gospel.
那么这是这个福音的刚开始。
John, chapter 1, verse 1.
我们看福音书约翰福音第一章的第一节，这边说到太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Sometimes when we read this, we don't quite get what it's talking about. Here tell us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
在这句经节里面似乎蛮简单，但是深层的道理我们似乎又不太了解。
So what is talking about?
那么到底在讲什么呢？
In the beginning there was Word.
在太初刚开始的时候有道。
What is the word?
到底什么是道？
The word became flesh. Let's all read verse 14 again.
我们来看下去，来到十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now he tells us in the very beginning, which is the beginning of all time.
在这里说到太初，也就是在这个开始比开始还要之前的开始。
The word was already there.
那么这个道已经有了。
And the word was God.
那么这个道就是神。
So what does it mean?
那么这代表什么意思？
In original Greek text, this word actually was logos.
那么在希腊文里面，最开始的这个道字是一个 logos,
which actually means the word or saying.
那么希腊文呢，也就是说是一种语言，是一种话语，可以说出来的。
And also can mean the basic principles governing the whole universe.
那么也就是用这个道神来治理整个宇宙大地。
So what does it mean?
那么这又代表什么？
Very clear.
非常清楚的。
Even though God, he is of abstract.
虽然神对我们来说似乎是一个抽象摸不到的。
But how can we understand him today?
那么我们今天如何了解这似乎是很抽象的神？
Let's all turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们请看创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
我们请看回创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
创世纪第一章第一节到第三节。第一节，起初神创造天地。第二节，地是空虚浑沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。第三节，神说要有光，就有了光。
Here tell us the beginning of time, the beginning of all universe.
在这边又说到了一个起初，也就是刚开始的时候。
How did God form the whole universe?
那么神如何来创造这整个宇宙大地？
We know science can only use the material available to recreate or invent something.
我们知道科学家厉害的地方是他们将既有已经存在的东西再去发明创造一样东西。
For example, this computer was made of gold, silicons,plastic, all the many material inside.
今天我们看到这讲台上的电脑都是由塑胶、荧幕这些键盘所有东西来组成，但是都已经寄存的东西。
However, you cannot tell a scientist to make a laptop out of nothing.
但是我们今天不可以要求，没有办法要求一个科学家从无要变有。
However, what is creation?
但是我们今天谈到创造。
God makes something out of absolute nothing.
那么今天神在第一节这里就是从无有变万有。
How did he do it?
那么他如何做的？
The Bible tells us, he said, let there be light, and there's light.
那么在这里说，神说有光就有光。
So in the beginning, which was the word of God, which formed all the things.
也就是在刚开始，我们看到约翰福音，道在太初就有了道，由道来创造这宇宙万物。
God God's word is very powerful.
所以我们看到神的道，神的话非常的有能力。
God's word can create something.
那么神的话能够创造。
And today, God's word also sustaining us.
那么今天神的话也要能够真正的支持我们。
So that's why we say the word of God is life.
所以今天我们为什么说神的道就是生命？
Now let's turn to the book of John.
我们请看回约翰福音。
The book of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
约翰福音第六章第六十三节。
Please read.
约翰福音第六章第六十三节。六三节，叫人活着乃的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So here Lord Jesus tell his disciples, the word I spoke to you was life, was spirit.
在这边主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我所告诉你的话就是灵，就是生命。
So God's word is true.
所以神的话是真理。
God is the word.
那神就是这话。
So sometimes you think, you say God or the word is very abstract. How can I know him?
那么今天我们常常会说，刚才提到神似乎非常的抽象，那么我如何认识这个神呢？
But the Bible tells us there's a way.
但是圣经告诉我们是有方法的。
Now this word became flesh.
既然我们知道神啊，这个道就是神，那这个道要成为肉身。
Which is Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是主耶稣基督。
He entered history.
那么他进入了历史。
He want to have a relationship with us.
那么他要与人类有相互的关系。
Because we have been talking about this for the past few months.
因为在过去一个月，我们都谈到这样的整个过程。
Human is full of suffering.
我们都知道人类充满了在人生当中充满了痛苦。
Because there's sin.
因为罪恶。
Because of sin, that people are dying.
因为罪，所以人会死。
Because of after death, we will face judgment.
那么死之后就要面临审判。
So this is.We are just like a fish, like a fish in the aquarium.
那么这样看来，人就好像是在一个鱼缸里面的鱼一样。
If the water is very polluted, we cannot get out.
如果这缸水就是这么污染，我们怎么也跳不出来。
However, our God loves us so much.
但是我们的神就是这么的爱我们。
He want to come in to help us.
今天他要来这个鱼缸里面救我们。
However, we know God is eternal.
我们都知道神是没有任何限制的，
永恒的。How can he come to this world to help us?
那么他如何来到世上救我们呢？
He must come into history.
他必须要进入人类的历史。
Come into time.
那么来到人类的时间。
Come into the space.
来到人类的空间。
So that we can see him.
所以今天我们可以看到。
We can hear him.
我们可以听到。
We can believe in him.
我们可以信他。
We can follow him.
那我们可以跟随他。
So God want to change something which is very abstract into very, very solid.
所以神用这样借用这样的方法，从似乎是很抽象的变成是有形的。
So、that's why God became flesh with Jesus Christ entered time and space for us.
所以神成为肉身，也就是主耶稣基督进入人类的世界。
He is a real historical figure.
那么他是真正历史上存在的人物。
He has his birth.
那么有出生
his growth,
有成长
his ministry,
有他的工作
and also his death,
以及他的死亡。
Now just give you some historical finding or archaeological finding.
那么在这边我们借由科学家的一些考古学来证明这一些事情。
Sometimes people will argue with you.
有些人会跟我们这样争议。
Believe in Jesus. Jesus is like a fiction, like a person, a character in a novel.
那么有人会说，你们信主耶稣的人，主耶稣似乎就好像一部小说里面的一个主角而已。
However, it's not a novel.
但是这个并不是一部小说。
Lord Jesus is real.
主耶稣是真的。
He exists in history before.
那么他在历史曾经出现过。
Now the first fact I would like to share with you is in the year of 1993, in Jerusalem, there was an archaeological finding which find the tomb of a high priest called Caiaphas.
那么跟大家参考一下，由考古学家发出来，在1993年在耶路撒冷挖出来，发现大祭司该亚法的坟墓。
Why we talk about this Caiaphas?
我们为什么要提到这个大祭司？
Because this Caiaphas was the priest which involved in the condemnation of Jesus.
那么在这个大祭司事实上与主耶稣的出生有很大的关系。
那个钉耶稣的。
他钉耶稣的跟钉耶稣有很大的关系。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 18.
我们请看约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
约翰福音第十八章。
Verse 24.
在第二十四节。
John chapter 18 verse 24.
约翰福音第十八章第二十四节，亚纳就把耶稣解到大祭司该亚法那里，乃是捆着解去的。
And then verse 28.
以及二十八节，众人将耶稣从 该亚法那里往衙门内解去，那时天还早，他们自己却不进衙门，恐怕染了污秽，不能吃逾越节的宴席。
Lord Jesus Christ, before he was crucified, he was brought to the place of Caiaphas for more questioning and more mistreatment.
在这边，该亚法这个祭司，也就是出现在主耶稣在被钉十字架之前，被人带到这个大祭司面前，有更多的审问。
Now in 1993, the archaeologists they find his tomb in Jerusalem.
1993年，在耶路撒冷就发现了这个大祭司的坟墓。
And that this proof.This Caiaphas was real historical figure.
那么在这边也同时的啊，从这个历史上证明，该亚法这个大祭司确实也存在的。
And then this indirectly proves that the Bible also true because this is not fiction.
那么相连的，我们看到约翰福音这一段的记载，也就是是一个真正历史存在的事实。
Now another person involved.
那么另外一个人呢？
Is Pilate.
我们请看。
就是比拉多了。
比拉多
，verse 29。
我们看二十九节的比拉多，比拉多就出来到他们那里说：“你们告这人是为什么事呢
？”So Pilate was the Roman soldier, the Roman officer.
那么在这边，比拉多是一个罗马的官员。
He was the one directly condemned Jesus to the crucifixion.
那么他是宣告主耶稣要钉十字架的这个官。
Now, also historical finding found out in the row that there was a tomb, and then there's a relief on the stone.To directly prove he was there, he was a real Roman officer during the year 26 to 36 AD.
在这边，另外一个就是主后二十六年跟三十六年也证明了，在一个碑文上证实说，比拉多这个人确实存在，也记录他曾担任过在罗马的官员。
So all these things are real historical fact.
所以从这边我们会看到，已经发现了许多。证实历史是这样存在的。
And the third point here, there is another Roman historian called Tacitus, also confirmed Christianity was formed by someone called Jesus Christ.
那么在这边，罗马史学家塔西图斯也同时确认说，基督徒是由一名叫
基督教
是由一名叫基督的人所设立的。
So, all of these are historical facts.
在这边都是证明了这些都是历史的证件。
Lord God, enter our time, enter our history, enter our life in order to save us.
那么今天主耶稣进入我们的时间、空间，进入我们的历史，为了就是要救我们。
So he become flesh.
所以他道成肉身。
So there's more historical finding, but we are not going to too details now.
我们看到许许多多的历史证明都说主耶稣是存在的人物。
So why are we talking about all this?
为什么要提这些
？What is the life application?
那么神。这生命到底是代表什么？
应用
在生命是什么
？Our Lord Jesus understands.
那么我们的耶稣是能够明了的。
Even though He is God,
虽然他是神
，but He came to this troubled world.
但是他来到这罪恶又有困难的世界。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们请看到希伯来书
，Hebrews chapter 4，
希伯来书第四章。
verse 14 to 16，
希伯来书第四章。十四节到十六节。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14 to 16.
希伯来书第四章第十四节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天、尊荣大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。十五节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得灵恤蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
We know that if a person is not from an environment, then he will not be able the suffering of those who is in the environment.
我们都知道，如果一个人没有经历过其他痛苦人所经历过的，他不知道那个痛苦是什么。
There was a young boy follow his mother.
有这么一个小孩子跟着妈妈。
Walking, passing by the street.
那么在过马路的时候
，seeing a beggar，
那么看到一个乞丐
，very very pitiful，
那么乞丐看起来非常可怜
，full of skin problem，
那么他的皮肤都坏了
，very thin，
那么很瘦
，very hungry，
那么看起来也非常饥饿的样子
，looking for people to give him money for help，
那么当然乞丐就是希望祈求人家的怜悯跟帮助。
The little child asked the mom，
这个小朋友问他妈妈
，Why didn't this beggar go to buy some food to eat？
他问他妈妈说：“为什么这个乞丐不花点钱去买点东西吃呢
？”Mom said, "Because he has no money."
妈妈说：“因为他没钱。
”He's a beggar.
他是个乞丐。
Then the child asked.
小孩又问
：“Why didn't he go to the bank and get some money?”
为什么他干脆就到银行去拿点钱呢？
Because the kids always see the mom go to the ATM machine, just press a few buttons, and the money just pop out.
因为小孩子看到妈妈拿钱的时候，总是到银行提款机就可以提钱了。
And the child thinks, just go to the ATM machine, just press a few buttons, everybody will get money.
所以小朋友认为任何人到提款机按几个钮就能提钱啊。
Because this child is from a rich family.
因为小孩就生在这个富有的。
You never understand how a beggar feels.
在这个家庭里面，他完全不知道什么叫做可怜的乞丐。
So here, tell us.
所以今天告诉我们
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们主耶稣基督
He is not someone who cannot understand us.
他并不是一个完全不了解我们的神
Sometimes we think, oh, God is in heaven.
我们有时候想神在天堂
How can he understand us?
那么他怎么在上面了解我们下面在做什么
He truly understands.
在这边告诉我们他当然了解了
Why?
为什么
Because he also faced all kinds of weaknesses before.
因为他也曾经被试探引诱过
The only difference is,He did not commit any sin.
但是他唯一的不同就是他没有犯罪。
Sometimes you feel hungry.
有时候我们会饿。
So Lord Jesus also felt hungry before.
主耶稣也曾经饿过。
When you face temptation.
当我们遇到试探。
Lord Jesus was also tempted by devil.
主耶稣也面对试探过。
When you are very worried.
当我们很担心。
Yes, Lord Jesus also was very worried before he was crucified.
主耶稣也甚至担心过他被钉十字架的事情。
He prayed the whole night because he feared the pain.
那么他因为这样而整夜祷告，因为他感觉到那样的痛苦。
Sometimes you think, oh, you are in the hospital, you have an operation, you are very painful.
有时候我们住院了、生病了，感觉到很痛苦、很难过了。
There was one brother, after he have a operation, he was very painful.
那么有这么一个弟兄，他开刀之后感到很痛。
After the anesthetics disappear, I feel the extreme sharp pain.
那么麻醉药过后，当然就觉得非常的痛苦了。
He was crying to Jesus.
那么他向主耶稣。哭着祷告。
However, suddenly he think,
突然间他这么想。
I have this operation.
我经过这样的手术。
The doctor gave me anesthetics and sedation.
医生还给我这个麻药。
However, Lord Jesus.
但他想一想，主耶稣呢
？When he was on the cross.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候。
When people beat him.
当他被鞭打的时候。
When the nail passed through him.
当那个钉子冲过他的手的时候。
When he bled.
当他流血的时候。
Nobody gave him treatment.
没有人给他任何麻药。
Nobody gave him anesthetics.
没有人给他任何的安慰剂。
He suddenly realized Jesus understand my pain.
突然间，这个弟兄了解的说：“主耶稣知道我的痛苦。”
So here tell us why we need to pray.
所以今天也告诉我们，我们为什么要祷告了。
Because Jesus understands.
因为主耶稣能够了解我们。
He is waiting for us to draw near to Him.
今天他就等着我们。让我们来亲近他。
Tell him our trouble, our worries, our sadness, our tears, everything.
在我们亲近他的同时，能够告诉他我们所流的眼泪、所经历的痛苦、所面临的困难。
So that's why it's so important that God is the Word, but came into the flesh.
所以今天我们学到这一点，神是道，那么因为道成了肉身来到世上。
Because he was the flesh, that's why he understand.
因为他曾经成为肉身，所以他知道我们的痛苦。
So that's why we can come straight to him.
因此我们可以直接来亲近他。
Here tell us, you can go straight to his throne of mercy.
这边告诉我们，我们可以直接无惧地来到他的施恩宝座前。
Other religion, you have to go for the father pray for you, you confess through the father.
我们看其他的宗教，你要借过很多人的代祷，才能够来到所谓的那个神的面前。
You go for father, 神父啊。
我们要经过很多的神父，所谓的忏悔。
However, here tell us, you go straight to the throne of mercy.
但是十六节告诉我们，我们可以坦然无惧，直接来到他的面前。
He understands.
因为他了解我们。
He want to save the sinners.
他要救罪人。
Because only he was without sin.
因为他是一个无罪的。
Only sinless person can save sinners.
只有无罪的人可以救有罪的人。
So he overcome the death.
因此他能够战过胜过死亡。
He has resurrected.
因此他能够复活。
So it's so important. The first article of faith talk about the resurrection and the ascension of Lord Jesus Christ.
那么在我们最基本信仰里面很重要的一点就是主耶稣的复活以及他的升天。
Now, some people may ask you,
有人会这么问我们。
How do you know that the Lord Jesus you believe truly resurrected from death?
我们所信的主耶稣真的从死里复活吗
？Yes, they may say, yes, I agree. Jesus is a historical figure.
有人会跟我们说，是的，主耶稣确实存在，也在历史出现过。
But how can you prove to me that he truly resurrected?
但是你怎么样向我证明说他真的复活呢
？Because usually you don't see human being resurrected.
因为人类没有复活这件事。
Death is death.
死了就死了。
A few weeks ago, I went to the science world to view a exhibition of so-called body world.
那么几天前我去
几个礼拜前，
在这个科学馆，我看到这个所谓的人体工学展。
That is a very, very special exhibition.
这个工学展事实上是很特殊的一个展览。
They ask people to donate their body after they die, and they go through a process called plastination.
那么这样的展览，所有的材料都是一个人死后愿意捐出他的身体，然后科学家把他的身体呢转变为塑胶化。
So that the body is no more easily corrupt.
所以这些展出来的这些身体看起来都是肉体的感觉，但是他们不会腐坏的。
And then the exhibition is so special, which because through the plastination, the body was made in different kind of pose.
那么经由这样塑胶化的处理之后，这个身体能够展示出各式各样的动作以及形态。
Some body was in the pose of shooting an arrow.
那么有些动作可以说是射箭的一个动作。
Some body was posed as a during a boarding, a ski boarding.
那么有些动作
upside down,
就好像他们在滑雪，他们在做运动，倒过来一样。
It's very lively.
看起来就好像真的。
However, if you look inside, it's a dead body.
但是我们真的仔细看呢，它是个死的身体。
It's no more moving.
不再动了。
So how can a dead person come into life?
因此我们看会说死掉人怎么复活？
It's very unbelievable, unimaginable.
实在是很难去想象。
However, our Lord Jesus did resurrected.
但是我们的主耶稣基督确实复活。
This is the fundamental. This is the core stone, the cornerstone of our faith.
这是我们在信仰上一个很重要的基础磐石。
Because only Jesus resurrected does prove that he is not only a human being, but he is also God himself.
因为只有主耶稣复活之后，才能证明主耶稣不只是曾经是人类，也他就是神。
So there's a few ways we can prove that Jesus did resurrect.
所以我们有几件，我们可以用几个方法来证明主耶稣真的复活了。
The first one is many witnesses saw him resurrected.
许多的见证人真的亲眼看过他的复活。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们请看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
Verse 3.
哥林多前书第十五章第三节
Verse 3-8
十五章第三节到第八节，第三节我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，第四节而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，第五节并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，第六节后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。第七节以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，第八节末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
Okay, here tell us that so many witnesses saw the manifestation of Lord Jesus Christ after he was crucified, after he was resurrected.
在这边我们看到这几节告诉我们，有许多的人真的亲眼看过主耶稣复活后的样子。
First, the 12 disciples.
首先就是十二使徒
，and then there are 500 believers，
然后还有五百位信徒
，and then also Paul himself saw the manifestation，
以及保罗自己也亲眼看到这样的神迹。
So from this we know，
所以从这边我们可以知道
，Jesus did resurrected，
那么主耶稣确实复活。
Okay， now maybe the truth seeker may argue with you，
那么有些人还是会问这样的问题。
Well， how do you know that these people are not lying？
那么我们怎么证明这些人不是说谎呢
？Because this Bible is written by you guys, you Christian.
那么圣经就是由基督徒所编造、所写照。那么我们怎么知道说你们不是说谎
？Of course, you can write what you want to be.
那么既然是你们写的，当然你们写什么都可以了。
So, how do we answer him?
我们如何回答
？Very easy.
很简单的。
He said, "Yes, sometimes some people can fabricate story or tell a lie."
那么确实有些人可以借着书、借着文章来写一些不真实的事情。
However, when a person tells a lie, he will never tell it to harm himself.
那么当一个人说谎的时候，绝对不是用这个谎来伤自己的。
Usually people tell lies.
通常人如果说谎的话
，There's a few reasons.
有几个问题。
First, maybe he want to avoid the guilt, avoid the blame.
首先，也就是能够逃避这些他做错的事情。
He did something, but he lied, I didn't, so that he will avoid punishment.
他做错了，但是说他没做，所以说他可以逃避一些处罚。
This is the first reason.
这是第一个动机。
Second reason.
第二个动机。
If a person lie,
如果人说谎
lie to harm people, to cheat people money or cause harm to other people,
那他说这个谎也许是要伤害别人能够取得别人的钱这样的方式。
However, no person under the world will lie consciously so that he can harm himself and cause trouble to himself.
没有一个人会故意说谎，然后这个谎呢能够会伤到自己，会危害到自己。
If Lord Jesus did not resurrected,
如果主耶稣没有复活
，and if the Christian lie about it,
那么这一群基督徒都是骗人的。
They are too silly.
那么他们太笨了。
Because they lie about this and they got caught, they got persecuted, they got bound on the cross, they got burned, they got fed the lion.
我们看到这些看到主耶稣基督看到基督复活的这些门徒们，到最后他们都非常辛苦为主殉道的。
Why?
为什么
？Because they testify Lord Jesus resurrected.
因为他们看到真的主复活，他们也为此而做主的见证。
If they lie about it,
如果他们因为这样来骗人
，What's the cost?
那么到底什么理由呢
？Nobody give them money.
没有人因为他们并没有因为这样而变得有钱。
If they lie and then they got caught, that's meaningless.
那么因为他们说谎，所以被抓去被殉道了，那实在没有意义的。
So from a very logical point of view,
所以从逻辑方面来讲
they must not lie.
他们没有理由骗人
because they face all this persecution because they confirm this.
因为他们确认也宣扬这样的事情，因此而被殉道。
So we know that their testimony was true.
所以我们可以知道他们所见到的确实是亲眼见到。
Even Paul himself saw Jesus, saw the resurrection Jesus.
那么就算是保罗，他也自己真的亲眼见到。
Even he, now he's in the prison.
虽然他已经在监狱里了。
But he did not want to give up.
但是他不要放弃这样的信仰。
So this is very true.
所以他看到的是真的。
Now thirdly, how do we know Jesus did resurrected?
那么第三点，我们如何知道说主耶稣真的复活呢
？Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 16.
我们请看约翰福音第十六章。
John chapter 16, verse 7.
约翰福音第十六章第七节
John chapter 16 verse 7
约翰福音第十六章第七节第七节然而我将真情告诉你们我去是与你们有益的我若不去保惠师就不到你们这里来我若去就差他来
Here the Bible tell us Lord Jesus tell us If I do not go the counselor will not come
在这边主耶稣告诉我们如果我不去保惠师不来
What does it mean he go? Does it mean he resurrected?Go back to the Father.
什么叫做我去？也就是他在复活之后，他要回到父那里去。
If I go, then Holy Spirit will come.
如果我去，那么圣灵就要来。
So today, how do we know through Jesus truly resurrected?
那么今天我们如何来证明说主耶稣真的复活呢
？If today people receive the Holy Spirit,
如果今天我们得了圣灵
，this proof that Jesus already gone up to heaven.
也就是证明说主耶稣已经复活升天了。
Death no more confine him.
死亡再也限制不了他。
He overcome death.
他能够战胜死亡。
So today, those who believe in him can also overcome death.
所以今天我们虽然信他的人都能够战胜死亡。
When I go to see the body well,
我去看这个人体展的时候。
There was a saying there.
我看到有这么一句话。
There was a saying there by the inventor of the plastination.
那么这句话是由发明这个展览的人说的。
So the dead body will tell us this.
死去的身体会告诉我们。
I was.What you are,
我曾经就像你一样
and then you will become what I am.
那么你以后会跟我一样
That's scary, right?
听起来很可怕
But it's true. All this body was like us today, flesh and blood.
确实，在展览馆里面，
Moving.
所有这些展览品跟我们，他们过去都跟我们现在一样
But now they are no more. They are dry.
那么今天它已经被塑胶化，已经不动了。
We will become what they are now.
有一天，我们就要变成那样的样子。
If you do not have salvation,
今天如果我们没有真的救恩
，our life is only flesh and blood, physical life.
那么我们的生活就是这个血肉之躯而已。
But our soul never perish.
但是我们的灵魂永远不灭的。
So we have to overcome death.
因此，我们要能够想办法战胜死亡。
By believing in Jesus Christ.
就因为借由信主耶稣。
Our body will also learn from Jesus, also resurrect in the future.
我们的身体也要像主耶稣一样能够复活。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们请看哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians 15 verse 20.
哥林多前书第十五章第二十节，哥林多前书十五章二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
He tell us Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
这边说到主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
He become the first fruit.
他成为出熟的果子。
What does mean first fruit?
什么意思叫出熟的果子
the first fruit is the first crop harvest
出熟也就是 这些果实里面最初 最早成熟的一
些果子 and then later more fruit will come the fruit will be the same taste same kind with that fruit which is firstly ripe
紧接下来所种植的所有要成熟的果子也都要像这出熟的果子一样的甜美
so Jesus resurrected
所以主耶稣复活
he ascended to heaven
他也升天了
So those of us who follow him also will do the same
今天我们跟随主耶稣的人也要像他一样
We also have eternal life
我们也有永远的生命
This is very very important
这是很重要的
If you go to hospital
今天我们如果去医院
If you see those unbelievers and their family or friends passing away is really a miserable sin
我们如果到医院去看到那些没有信主的人他们在过世那他们的亲人都非常难过的
people die grabbing the bed or shouting or crying
我们有时候甚至会看到即将要死的人那种痛苦那种难过的样子
because they fear
因为他们害怕了
fear death
因为他们怕死了
however if it's a Christian
但是如果是基督徒
have true salvation
有真的属灵的生命跟盼望
already baptized
已经受洗了
have Holy Spirit
又有圣灵的
even though he faced death
虽然也是同样的面对死亡
Didn't fear.
但是不怕死了
There was a sister.
有这么一个姐妹
Have a very serious terminal cancer.
那么 有这样严重的癌症
The doctor pronounced the family Your wife is, should die very soon You get ready
那么医生都已经告诉家人说他的这个太太已经没有太久的生命了
The husband asked the wife
这个先生就问他太太
Do you fear death?
你怕死吗
The wife was very frail, very weak.
那么这太太在这个时候已经是非常的非常软弱了。
But she told her husband. She told her husband.
但是她很轻声地告诉她的先生。
No.
她说她不怕。
I'm ready to see Jesus.
因为我已经准备好要见耶稣了。
Even though he has such serious cancer, but he died very peacefully.
虽然他有这么严重的癌症，但是他已经准备好。不怕死要去见神了
His heart is more peaceful than most of the living people
那么今天他即将要死的心相信强过我们所有人的心
Because he's ready
因为他已经准备
了 So you have this hope of the resurrection
他已经有属灵的生命跟盼望
And that's why our Lord Jesus is our only Savior
因此我们说主耶稣是我们唯一的救主
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4 verse 12
我们请看使徒行传第四章
Acts chapter 4 verse 12
使徒行传第四章的第十二节
Acts chapter 4 verse 12
使徒行传第四章第十二节十二节除他以外别无拯救因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救
Here tell us salvation is found in no one else nowhere else only in Jesus
在这边告诉我们一个很肯定的事实不论在天下任何地方你都找不到救恩
There are so many questions so many problems in life
今天我们在生命里面碰到许多的问题困难
People have financial problem.
我们可能有财务上困难
Health problem.
健康困难
Family problems.
家庭问题
Psychological problems.
或是心理问题
There are many problems disturbing us.
那么这些种种的问题跟困难都一直扰乱我们整个人的生活
But the biggest problem is death.
但是最重要也是最大的问题就是面对死亡
All people fear death.
老人怕死
All people.
所有人都怕死
But Jesus, here the Bible tells us.
但是主耶稣在这里借圣经告诉我们
Jesus is the answer to all problems
主耶稣就是那所有问题跟困难的答案
No matter what problem do you have
不论你有什么样的困难跟问题
Come to him
来到他的面前
There's no one else, nowhere else, no other name
因为在天下人间没有各样没有任何的名字
This is our one true God
这是唯一的真神
A testimony in last year, August, the Holy Spirit monthly
那么在去年八月的圣灵报里面
There's a testimony about a preacher called 吉明春传道
那么有这么一个
testimony
有这么一个吉传道的见证
I read it, I was very touched
看完之后我自己都很感动
When he was young, he was very weak in his health
当他年轻的时候呢他的身体并不是很好
He was in the army
他在军队里面
One day he was so sick
有一天他非常难过非常的感觉到非常难过了
almost dying
他觉得自己大概生命不多了
the military doctor told him that you're almost finished
军队的医生告诉他说你差不多完蛋了
so place him on the bed just outside the mortuary 这个冷冻库
那么把
旁边呢
也就是把他推在就是冷冻库的旁边了
because the doctor said we're going to die very soon so after he died just put in the fridge
那么他既然快这个人就快死了，干脆就把他靠旁边放吧。
He fear death.
他怕死了。
Missing the family.
他怀念他的家人。
What can he do?
他能做什么
？At this time in the military, there's a brother from True Jesus Church.
就在这个时候，在他同部队里面有一个我们教会的弟兄。
Testify to him.
向他做见证。
You're dying.
因为他快死了。
You're no hope.
他已经没希望了。
What can you do?
你能做什么
？You must believe in Jesus.
你唯一就是能够信神。
You must pray.
你要祷告。
And teach him to pray.
而且教他如何祷告。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
教他哈利路亚怎么祷告。
Miraculously.
很奇妙的。
After the prayer.
祷告之后。
He felt better.
他感觉好一点了。
God healed him.
那么神救了他。
He became strong again.
那么他又健康起来了。
He go back to his village.
他回到他自己的故乡。
His villager did not believe that he could become a Christian.
他的故乡人都没有办法相信他已经是一个基督徒。
Especially the villager, they are from other denomination.
那么尤其是整个村里面呢，都是其他这个教派的人。
They don't like True Jesus Church.
他们特别不喜欢真耶稣教会。
So the wife hired a sorcerer.
因此他的太太就请了一个巫师。
Tried because at that time they were not believed yet.
在那时候他们都还没信主。
To try to do some tricks, sorcery on his photograph.
那么试着借着巫术来在他的照片上行一些巫术。
So the sorcerer was trying to perform the magic.
因此这个巫师就开始就开始行巫术了。
Suddenly the photograph burned up.
那么突然间他的这个照片烧起来了。
The magician was so scared.
那么这个巫师吓一跳。
There's a spirit.Greater than my spirit, so that I can overcome him. You go away. I cannot do this.
他的回答是说，他发现有另外一个灵大过我所有的灵，因此他说我不敢再玩了。
And then the wife suddenly become very sick.
那么就在这个时候，他的太太反而生重病了。
Getting more and more sick, and almost die.
那么越来越严重，甚至快要死了。
Later, there's no way. Then the husband tell her.
后来这个先生告诉他
，You must repent.
你要悔改。
You must believe in Jesus.
你要信主。
There is God.
有这么一个神的
Don't go to sorcerer.
不要再去信巫术
Come to the true church.
来到真教会
After she come.
然后她过来了
After she pray.
她祷告之后
Was healed totally.
那么就完全痊愈了
This is the testimony written. I was so touched when I read it.
那么这是在去年八月份圣灵报上面的一个见证我看完之后非常感动
Really, Jesus is all the answer of our problems or question in our life.
真的主耶稣确实是我们生活上任何困难及问题的答案。
We must pray to him.
我们必须要向他祈求。
And he is the creator of the whole universe.
那么他也是创造万物的主。
Because he is God himself.
因为他就是神。
So he is the creator.
他也就是造物主。
Now, sometimes many people have this question.
有些人会这么问。
You say sometimes Heavenly Father.
我们说天父。
Or sometimes Jesus.
我们说主耶稣。
Or sometimes Holy Spirit.
或是我们谈圣灵。
What are the difference between these three?
这三个名词到底有什么不同
？Sometimes I'm so confused.
有时候自己都觉得有点模糊了。
Other people, other churches talk about Trinity.
那么有时候我们听到有人说什么三位一体。
So what is it about?
那么这到底是什么一回事呢
？So we use the last 5 minutes to talk about this. It's very important.
我们用最后五分钟来讲讲这很重要的观念。
Now the Bible always emphasizes God is one.
圣经里面总是强调，而且一直强调独一真神。
From the beginning to the end of the Bible, emphasize God is one.
从头到尾，整本圣经都是在讲独一真神这件事。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
我们请看生命记。生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
生命记的第六章第四节。生命记第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听。耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Here, Bible tells us very clearly, God is one.
在这边，圣经告诉我们，神是独一的主。
The Bible never said God is Trinity God.
在这边，在圣经整本里面也没有谈到所谓的三位一体的。
The Bible never have a term called Trinity.
在圣经里面从来没有所谓的三位一体这个名词。
Trinity is a term, is a concept invented by theologian later.Later, much later than the time in the Bible.
那么三位一体事实上是在日后，在圣经，事实上在圣经的时间之后所出现的神学家所出现的一个名词。
Bible never talk about God as Trinity God.
在圣经里面完全找不到这样的名词存在。
Bible always talk God is one. There's only one God.
圣经里面总是在说独一真神，神是唯一的。
So how can we explain this?
我们如何解决呢
？Because God want to save us mankind.
因为神要救人类。
He have to fulfill at least three works.
他必须要完成三样的工作。
So that's why he need three kinds of manifestation for us.
因此他要三种的显现来完成他这三样的工作。
Even though it's three manifestation,
就算说三样的显现。
However, in spirit, there's only one God.
但是在灵里面唯一只有一个神。
Not talk about three person, not talk about one body.
我们不是说三个人三个体，不是这样讲法。
Only one God.
唯一的神而已。
But different manifestation.
但是不一样的显现程度跟功能。
Very important. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
非常重要的，我们看以弗所书第四章
第六节。
以弗所书第四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6。
以弗所书第四章的第六节。以弗所书四章六节。第六节，一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
This is how Paul explained God.
保罗如何在这边解释神？
Of course, God is infinity. God is eternal. You cannot explain him totally.
当然知道神是永恒的，他没有办法用再多的字来形容神的大能跟大力。
Paul gave us a very clear concept.
但是保罗在这边因为他的体验来告诉我们一个很清楚的观念。
God is one.
神是一神而已。
First, he is above all.
首先就是他第一句超乎众人之上。
What does that mean above all?
什么叫做超乎众人之上？
He is the heavenly father.
他是天父。
Who control all things, sustain the whole universe.
也就是他能维持以及控制所有的天地万物。
Today, why does the earth is still rotating?
今天我们看到所有，看到我们自己的星球继续运转。
Why the star is not falling?
为什么我看到其他的星星不掉落？
Why there is still universal gravity?
为什么我们看到这个引力带动了整个这个宇宙万物的协动？
Who is in control?
谁在控制啊？
God is in control.
神在控制了。
So he is above all.
所以他是万乎之上。
So he is the one true God.
所以他是唯一的真神。
However, because of salvation,
但是因为救恩的原因，
we have already mentioned, he need to go into the history.
我们已经刚才讲过了，他必须要来到人的历史。
He need to come contact with us.
他必须要与人有所接触。
So he have to through all.
所以他要能够贯乎众人之中。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
2000 years ago,
2000年前，
our God came to the world in flesh.
我们的神道成了肉身，变成了肉身肉体来到世界上。
Enter history.
能够进入人类的世
界。Walk through the land of Palestine.
能够在这个巴勒斯坦地能够走遍。
Using 3 years to preach to the gospel.
用了三年来传播他的福音。
Have many disciples.
那么也看到很多的信徒使徒。
And lastly, he must crucify on the cross to shed blood for us.
最后他必须要完成救恩，所以他被钉在十字架上留下宝血。
Because a spirit cannot be crucified.
因为灵没有办法被没有办法钉在十字架上。
Spirit cannot be bleeding.
灵没有办法流血。
So he must come into our flesh.
所以因此他要变成肉体。
Become a historical person.
变成一个历史的人物。
So that's why he was through all.
所以我们在这边看到他说到说他贯乎众人之中。
But it's not two God, but still the same God.
但是这个神还是这唯一的神，没有两个。
Because God can manifest himself different way, different time at the same time.
因为神可以在不同的时空空间功能上能够展现自己。
Now, after he died,
但他死后
3 days later, he resurrected to heaven.
三天之后他复活，然后升天了。
He told his disciple,
他告诉他的门徒，
I'll give you the counselor.
我要送保惠师来。
Give you the Holy Spirit.
我要给你圣灵存在。
Will be with you forever.
而且要与你永远的存在。
So there's the third point here. He is in all.
所以第三点保罗说他要住在众人之内。
Today we don't see the physical Jesus.
今天我们看不到真正的主耶稣的形象。
The physical one, 肉体
肉体的样子。
But how do we know he's there?
但是我们如何知道他存在呢？
How do we know that he's helping us?
我们怎么知道他真的帮我们呢？
How do we know he's true?
我们怎么知道他是真的呢？
Because of Holy Spirit.
因为我们所得到的圣灵。
Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵住在我们里面。
We know that God is true.
我们知道神是真的了。
So through these three different manifestations.
所以经过这三种不一样的显现。
Because now the salvation work is not yet finished.
因为到现在为止神的救恩还没有完全结束。
That's why he need to continue this free manifestation.
因此我们会看到在生活里面他这三样 的显现同时会存在。
But it's not three God.
但是不我们不是说有三个神。
It's not three person, 三位。
不是三位。
Still one God.
也是我们要特别强调只有一位神。
Manifest in different ways.
只不过他的显现在不一样的工作时间跟功能。
So this true GodThe name is Jesus.
所以这独一的真神的名字就是耶稣。
Let's turn to finally turn to John chapter 17.
我们最后看约翰福音。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章
verse 11.
约翰福音第十七章第十一节，约翰福音第十七章的第十一节，十一节，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Here Bible tells us Jesus was praying.
在这边看到主耶稣的祷告。
Of course, sometimes we say, "Oh, Jesus praying to Heavenly Father." Is that true?
这边我们说，我们有时候会说啊，主耶稣也向神祷告，难道他们是两位吗
？Actually, it's not true.
其实不是的。
But because of work of salvation, Jesus have to go out to the work to preach.
我们刚才说过，因为救恩的缘故，所以主耶稣必须来到世上传扬他的福音。
Now Jesus was praying.
所以在这边我们看到主耶稣向神祷告。
Heavenly Father.
他说：“天父啊
，protect the disciple by the power of your name.”
他说能够保护能够保守这些圣徒们，因为你的圣名来保守他们。
Because the name is powerful.
因为你的名是有能力的。
Today we use the president or the prime minister sign something. The name is powerful. This become law.
今天我们看到一个国家的这个总理总统签下了名字，就可能是一个律法。
So even though a president's name is so powerful.
所以我们看到就算一个总统的名字这么签名很有能力。
God's name even more powerful.
但是我们看到了神的名就更具有能力。
So what is that name?
所以他的名是什么？
What is the name of God?
什么是神的名？
What is the name of the Heavenly Father?
什么是我们天父的名？
Here Jesus said, the name you have given me.
这里说到你已经给我的名字。
Wow, this is very clear.
这里很清楚了。
The name already given to the Son.
那么这个名字已经给了这个儿子了。
The same name as the Heavenly Father.
那么同样的名字也就是天上那位神的名字。
This means Father and Son have the same name.
也就是父与子是同一个名字。
Because in spirit they are one.
因为在灵里面他们是一的。
So what is the name of the Heavenly Father?
所以天父的名是什么？
If you ask the Son, you will know.
如果你问你的儿子，他会知道哦。
Ask the Son, because it's Jesus.
因为他问他。
Because it's same name.
因为他们两个是同名，所以都是耶稣。
So the name of our true God is Jesus.
所以真神的名字就是耶稣。
So this is our one true God.
所以这是我们唯一的真神。
This is so real.
是这么真实的。
So related to us.
这么样与我们有息息相关的。
Today, do we believe in him?
今天我们信他。
This is very important.
所以我们信他这件事情是非常重要的。
However, there's one life application.
但是我们在生命里面如何来应用呢？
Yes, we know there's one God.
我们都知道有独一真神。
But we must treat God as God.
我们必须要看神是一个神。
What does it mean?
什么意思？
God means the biggest, the greatest.
也就神在我们的生活当中是最大的。
Do we treat God as our first priority?
当我们遇见事情的时候，我们是不是以神为大？
If not, then we have not treated God as a true God yet.
要不然的话，我们在生活当中，我们并没有把神当真神啊。
If we put God everything number one.
如果我们把神放每一件事都在神，对神来说都第一的。
Then we truly respect Him.
我们真的尊荣他。
He will change your life.
他会改变我们生命。
He solve all our problems.
他会解决我们的问题。
He will give our light.
他会给我们亮光。
He will give us blessing.
他会给我们祝福。
May all the glory be unto the Lord.
那么愿一切荣耀归于天上真神。
Let's sing Him 136.
我们请唱赞美诗136。